What to do when your baby's old enough to eat. We're visiting today with Beth Olson, Department of Nutritional Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Beth, what do you do when it's time to start feeding your baby solid foods?
So maybe you do start with infant foods that are in a jar. Those are really convenient. There's a wide variety. They're a great place to start. But then after that, you can cook your own foods softer. You can choose things that are a little easier to chew up and swallow, cut the pieces small, and then put them on the baby's tray on the high chair, pull them up next to you, and give them a big soft spoon and let them go.
Beth, are there things parents worry about when they get their kids to eating solid foods?
A lot of parents worry that their kids aren't eating enough. And those babies are born knowing when they're hungry and knowing when they're full. And if you let them tell you that, they will. So we want to let babies learn as early as they can to feed themselves. Let them use the spoon. Let them use the fingers they have. Let them get messy. And they will eat enough, and they'll eat a wide variety of foods to be healthy.
Beth, there's a lot of food products on the market now.
There's a wide variety of products, and when your baby's starting to eat, some of these are really wonderful. They're convenient, they're easy. The thing to remember is babies don't need those forever. Take your own foods and cut them up small and cook them well and help a baby learn that this is the kind of food that families eat together. They eat real food that their family picks out at the store and cooks together and eats together.
Why is mealtime so stressful for so many parents?
I think parents are often busy. They may have been working. They had other children they needed to tend to. And to try to get a meal together to meet everybody's needs is pretty tough. So sometimes when you're starting out feeding your baby, those infant foods are really helpful. But it's good to know that pretty quickly you can eliminate that step and just offer your baby the foods that you would be eating with just a little bit more work.
Are there any common habits that you'd like to see people avoid?
A common habit would be to leave the TV on while we're eating. Even babies will be distracted by that noise. That's the time to turn the TV off and say, we're going to pay attention to the baby.
Beth, if a parent is concerned about feeding their child, is there a place they can go for more information?
People should call their local extension office. There's a lot of wonderful nutrition education programs that are designed to help people build skills, to select healthy foods, to feed their family in a healthy way. And if people can access the internet, a great search to do is to put in infant nutrition and then the American Academy of Pediatrics or WICWORKS, WICWORKS, WICWORKS. Both places will have wonderful information on feeding a baby in a healthy way.
We've been visiting with Beth Olson, Department of Nutritional Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.